الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. My dear respected brothers, I'd like to request everyone to come closer inshallah as the talk will start and then we'll have our jama'at and khutbah inshallah. So, and for those brothers who are downstairs in the wudu khana or the other hall, please make your way upstairs if you can as the talk will be upstairs inshallah. Alhamdulillah, with the mercy of Allah and the bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we have seen another day of Arafat which is to come inshaAllah. And may Allah, as I said, give us a tawfiq to live upon that day. Why are we making that dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we live until the next Arafat? It's because this day is such a special day, the day of Arafat, that it says in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the day of Arafat is the most beloved day of the whole year to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of every single day, out of the 365 days, out of Ramadan, Muharram, all these special days that you find in the Islamic calendar, you will not find another day which is more beloved to our Creator than the day of Arafat. Such that it says in the ahadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and he has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the day of Arafat is the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees the most slaves from Jahannam. And he takes their name out of Jahannam and writes it on the name of Jannah. Those people that were destined to be in Jahannam, their names are taken out. Subhanallah. How lucky is that person? Because of that small act of worship that they done on the day of Arafat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven them and has removed all of their sins from their name and has took their name from the fire of Jahannam and placed it in Jannah because of something small that they done. My brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says everywhere in the Quran, He's Ghafoor, He's Rahim, He's the most merciful, and He is showing that right here. This is an example of how our Creator is a merciful person. He is giving us an excuse, a small reason for us to enter Jannah. Many of us say that to enter Jannah is very difficult. For your whole life, you don't commit any sins, you don't do any gunah, you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you pray, and you're an angel, as they say. But there are shortcuts over here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us. The day of Arafat can be the day that if one of our names are to be in Jahannam, we can remove that name by doing something small that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Anything. And the hadith is not being specified what act of worship we should do. So the Mufassireen, they say that the act of worship on the day of Arafat, it could be anything. It could be your dhikr. It could be your salah. It could be your fast. It could be your helping other people. It could be listening to your parents. And it could be that you stop sinful things on that day. This is an act of worship as well. If you stop sins and you do not commit any sins, this is an act of worship itself, because you're being a muttaqi. You're telling yourself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me, your conscience of Allah, and you stop yourself from sinning. So this is an act of worship as well. And remember, sins are what block us from our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sins are such that it's a barrier between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we remove that barrier, our path to Allah is straight. There's nothing in between us to block us to the path of Allah. But the more we sin, the block gets bigger and bigger, and we get distant from the path of Allah. This is an example that you can use. So first most thing that we should do is stop sinning on the day of Arafat especially. It's a big, big day. It's a special day. That is the most beloved day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second ahadith that you can look at, and it shows you how blessed this day is. When you look at another ahadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that whoever fasts on the day of Arafat, or in one narration it says that all of their previous sins that they've done in the last year and the current year will all be forgiven. And in another narration it says that the sins of the current year and the sins of the following year are both forgiven. No matter what one is right, it could be the previous year and it could be the following year, but both of us, it benefits us. So my brothers, I request every single one of you, may Allah give us the tawfiq, myself and everyone else, to at least keep a fast on the day of Arafat. That is a big recommendation from all of the ulama and from our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. The day that your name can be removed from the fire of Jahannam, and the day that all of your sins from the previous year and the current year can be forgiven by doing what? Just keeping one fast on the day of Arafat. The day that it says by the Mufassireen that any dua that you make on the day of Arafat will be accepted in the eyes of Allah. And we all know that there's three ways that du'as are accepted. One is that it's accepted straight away. So whatever you asked for example, forgiveness, you can receive that. The second way that your du'a and prayer is accepted is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give you it straight away, but rather makes you wait until a specific time. It could be a year until you get that thing. It could be a few months, but you will receive that thing. And the third way that your dua is accepted, that you receive it not in this world, but you will see it in the afterworld, in the hereafter. So your dua is not gone to waste. The dua that you make for your parents, the dua that you make for your parents' health, for their well-being, and for their maghfirat, for their akhirah, they're all accepted, my brothers. So do not think that your dua is going to waste and because you don't see the true light of the dua. You might not see it in this dunya, but all the du'as that you have made, you will 100% see on the day of Qiyamah. So on the day of Arafat, make sure that we fast for our sins to be removed. And then make du'a, constantly make du'a. Whatever you need, just make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Mufassireen say that we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every single thing. We need to make dua. If your laces get ripped or your shoes get ripped, do not think, oh, I'm going to go buy new shoes. First, straight make dua. Oh Allah, give me new shoes. This is showing that you're asking Allah. He is your creator. You're being humble. Even though you have the money in your pocket, you can go buy shoes for yourself. You can go buy slippers for yourself. But what do? You show Allah that He is the creator and He is the one that sustains you and gives you. So you ask dua for those brothers who are in debt. Make dua that, oh Allah, free me from my debt. For those brothers who are struggling to stop any sins, for example, smoking or anything else, make dua that, oh Allah, make it easy for me to stop whatever I'm doing. For those brothers who are struggling with learning capabilities, ask Allah, oh Allah, help me, open up my mind. And for those brothers who want to be a good practicing Muslim, then make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps me and yourselves, inshallah. So dua is the most important thing that we do on the day of Arafat. The third most important thing that we should do on the day of Arafat is dhikr. Do not forget to do the remembrance of Allah. Remember Allah constantly throughout the day. The best adhkar that we can do is the adhkar that we read in the Eid. And that is, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahil hamd. Why is this the best adhkar? It's because it includes every single thing that a dhikr needs. It's got the tawheed of Allah, that Allah is one. It's got the hamd of Allah, the praise of Allah. So everything that a dhikr needs, this includes it. So if we were to repeat this again and again throughout the whole day, especially on the days of Eid, then the reward is immense, inshallah. So do not forget these things. This is first of all a reminder for myself and then for all of you guys, and I request you guys to please spread this message to your neighbors, to your children, to your parents who are not here. Make sure that every single person does not miss out their fast on the day of Arafat. It does not matter for those brothers whose Arafat day is on Saturday or could be on Sunday. Leave that debate to the ulama. But if your day of Arafat is on Sunday, then make sure you fast on Sunday. If your day of Arafat is on Saturday, then make sure you fast on Saturday. Do not have that debate. Leave that to everyone else. You just worship on your a'mal. If you are being sinful, if for example, for those brothers who... Sorry, I don't want to go into that debate right now. I'll leave that, inshallah. I don't want any problems. But leave that to the ulama, and we just focus on our a'mal, inshallah. Now, we'll start our khutbah soon. Just before our khutbah, I want to make an announcement for the Eid namaz and the timings. And inshallah, I'll make another announcement later on for those brothers who are not here. Inshallah, Eid Salah will be on Monday in this masjid. And the timings are as follows. There will be three jamaats. The first jamaat will be 7:30, so 7:30 in the morning. The second jamaat will be for brothers. So the first jamaat is for brothers and sisters, 7:30. So that's for brothers and sisters. The second jamaat is for brothers only, so no sisters. And that is at 10 o'clock. And then the third jamaat will be at 11:30. And that's for brothers and sisters as well. So first 7:30, 10 and 11:30 inshallah. So these are, and it'll be on the day of Monday. So for those brothers who are coming, please, I've been told to tell everyone, do not come on the day of Sunday with your new clothes and all ready for Eid. This masjid is doing Eid Salah on the day of Monday. So inshallah. Allah bless you guys, and Allah give us the tawfiq to act and worship upon what's been said. We'll pray our sunans now, and after the sunans will be khutbah and jumah, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.